We are up to Simin Tofresh Memhei, the beginning of Hilchas Lulav, and we'll be doing the first two Se'ifim. The Mishnah Berurah gives a bit of a hakdam over here, and he says that all of the Arba Minim are really learned up from one another, and that is why, even though it only says the word Hodar with an Esrig, you need them all to be Hodar, and therefore anything that's not Hodar is going to be Pasul. Now the Mishnah Berurah will, in the different halachas that we learn in Lulav, point out what the name of the psul is. And there's going to be a difference because not everything that's pasul on the first day or days is pasul on the rest of the days. So it's important to know what the reason for the psul is. Says the Mechaber, Lulav shenifredu olav zeh me'al zeh. A lulav where the top of it started separating. V'lo nedal lukorei kolei acharis. But it didn't flop down like the leaves of the palm. Kasher afilu lo ogdo. So even though it was nifrad, if it wasn't nidaldalu, even though you didn't bind it together, it is still kasher. So the Mechaber is telling us that nifradu olav, which means they separated a little bit, but lo nidaldalu, they haven't separated in a way that they're actually not bindable, because it just hardened too much. So the halach is it is kasher, even though you didn't bind it. Says the Ramam, the ideal is to use a lulav where all the leaves are together. It's only in a shas atchak that you wouldn't have to be makpid. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down the day of the Taz, which is not so easy to understand exactly what he means. And he says that the Ramah is telling us, that the mitzvah min ha-muvchur is that it be closed completely. He didn't really mean literally closed completely. What he meant is it's a little bit open, but that nothing is flopping down. Whereas if it goes down and doesn't go up, there he's telling you not to take it. But l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that from the Maimon Mardchi and the Bikur Yaakov, the Mashmah says like the push-up shot in the Ramah, and that is that it shouldn't be separating altogether. The top of the lulav should look like it's totally closed. Siv beis nifritzu olav v'hu shiyadalu mishidro shalulav kein acharius. So the Mechaber says that nifritzu olav, which is that it did come down, the hainu, says the Ramah, she'ein an olim im ashidra elatluyin lamata. Now, lamaisa, this dahainu, the Mishnah Berurah explains that it's not dahainu, but it's including this case. Means what exactly is nifritzu olav? So we're going to have three cases that are included in it. One case is that everything is dangling down. The next thing is hagova kol shkinim nifritzu v'nekru lamatim in hashidra. Certainly, if they were just torn off the shidra, depos lafilu ogdo, even if you later tied them on again, v'chein niskashu ha'olin ke'etz, when they get as hard as a piece of wood, they're not bindable. Puzzle. For kol zeberov olin, that's only in the majority of leaves. Avalamiyat olin nasukach, ashar olin nishiru. But if the majority of leaves are fine, only a couple of them are either torn off or are going down, the halach is it's kosher, but he adds a condition of adayin halulav nishar mechusaba olin. But the lulav is covered with leaves, then the halach is it's kosher. So let's go over this halacha in Sif Beis, and we'll see several new things too. Sif Aleph was the din of Nifridu. Nifridu means the leaves are separated, but they're bindable. They haven't hardened yet. That is kosher. L'chatchila, it should be that everything is together. Sif Beis is talking about Nifritzu. What is Nifritzu? Either they are hanging down, or it's hardened, and you couldn't put them together. Or they actually fell off and they're tied on by way of your egged, by way of your tie. All of those are puzzle. To which the Ramah added, that's only if it's rove of the leaves, and the Mishnah Berurah adds rove of each of those rove leaves is actually torn off or is bending down. What happens if the shidra of the lulav itself is cracked and bent over? The Magen Avraham says it's kosher. And he compares it to treifas, where if the ribs are broken, the animal is treifa, but if the shidra is broken, it's kosher. However, Rov Achronim argue in him, and they say that that's because in treifas, as long as the chut ha-shidra is whole, that's good enough. Whereas over here, there's no chut hashidra. There's no spinal cord that's going to end up being machshirit. So it's really puzzle. Some say that what the Magen Avraham really meant was that the spine was bent down a little bit, but he didn't mean that it actually cracked. Now, lamaisa, so it comes out that if the shidra really is cracked, or you have the leaves that the leaves themselves fell off, the majority of leaves, and it's the majority of the majority of leaves that fell off, or the leaves harden and you can't bind them, or the leaves are falling down, they're dangling, in all those cases it is pasul. If rove of the leaves did not fall off, it's kosher. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's rove of the shear. However, he says like this, if rove of the shear starting from the top, you have a shear and rove of it is kosher, that's certainly good. Whereas, what if you have, starting from the top of the lulav, going all the way down, you can collect a rove shear that is kosher. That he leaves as a tzarechian. And then finally, the lashon of the Ramah is that rove of the lulav has to be covered with leaves. In Bir Halacha, he brings the Gra who says that the entire shidra has to be covered with leaves. There can't be any part of the shidra that's exposed. However, he brings the Shulchan Aruch HaRav who says that all you need is that rove of the spine should be covered, and that would be sufficient. Now, what is the psul of Nifritzu Olav? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's as if there are no Olav. It's as if all the Olav are gone. However, in the Sharetzin, he brings Rashi who says that the psul is it's a lack of hadar. It's a lack of hidr. So there'll be a big machlokas. A lack of hidr may be more lenient than it being as if it's not there. If it's not there, this is not a lulav anymore. This is a stick. So one is a psul aguf, where it's considered like a foreign object. The other one the other pshat is that it's just not hadr, which is just a psul. And we'll see the other days it may be kosher, depending on whose shita you're learning.